It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. How do people avoid becoming a victim?
Experience has shown us that burglars like many things. They mostly like other people's things, though, but two conditions are preferred by most of these thieves. Number one, they like an invitation. Number two, a fast, easy, undetected entry and exit. And while burglaries have actually gone down in the city of Parsons, we want to rub them out as best that we can. So burglary invitations aren't stuffed into envelopes, as are those great birthday party invites. Nor do we hang signs on our doors, "Burglars welcome," the way we attach balloons to that old mailbox. However, those invitations are still sent, signs are posted, which are equally effective. And so we want to make sure that things such as a non-maintained yard, oh, we got to go out, do that yard work each and every week, keep things clean, keep the bushes down. Don't leave keys in your cars. I know sometimes that actually happens around here in Parsons because we still think we're a small town, nothing's going to happen. It does, because these are crimes of opportunity. And sometimes I'll bet if some of our listeners go out and they look in their car, there might be a bunch of change, you know, in one of those pockets that is visible. That may not seem like a lot to us, but to one of our nefarious characters at 2 a.m. who's looking around to find anything that they can take from an unlocked car, it's probably worth hiding and removing those kinds of valuables. And windows that are left open, don't want to do that if you're not in the house. If you put notes on exterior doors explaining you're gone, that's also a bad invitation. And the spare house key that's on top of the door jamb, we all know that that is exactly where a lot of people continue to put their keys, or under the potted plant right by the front door. We all see that on TV. The burglars watch TV too. So don't put those keys there. And an open garage door. We see a lot of open garage doors, you know, late at night on patrol. And unfortunately, we still do have a couple of folks that we chase around town who are riding bicycles with little trailers behind them. And where do you think they fill up those trailers? In your garage, if it's left open. So those are some of the quick and easy burglary prevention ideas that I can share today.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.